episode 237 of In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
I'm Marie.
I'm hoping you're enjoying these podcasts as we're trying to study the Word together. We are not experts. We are not theologians. We are not scholars. We are students of God's Word. We are believers who want to know the Lord's Word better so that we can live better according to His Word. We are strong believers in James 1:22, which tells us that we should not be hearers of the Word only, but be doers also. And we want to be doers. Amen. Just being a hearer, just being a learner, just being a student, just being a disciple of the Word means nothing if it's not transforming our lives.
Right.
So we believe in action, not just talk, not just data, not just information, not just Greek and Hebrew and Aramaic, but we believe in how is the Word of God changing my life to be more like Christ?
Yeah.
How is it changing my thinking? How can I have this mind? Well, actually, that's the verse we want to talk about, Marie, Philippians 2:5, having this mind in us. And I'm going to read it here. And it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So how do we get the mind of Christ? You know, you hear people talk about you need the mind of Christ. You need to draw your minds in, get your mind together, you know, whatever. How do we get to that point where we get the mind of Christ?
Right. I think Psalms 1 kind of gives us a way to do it. And then I think there's one in Ephesians chapter 2 that, you know, it says, if we do this and that, then we'll be this and that. So it's like in Psalms 1:1-3, he says, you know, how blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. And it goes on to talk about that. And the way that man doesn't have to walk in the counsel of the ungodly or stand in the way of sinners or sit in the seat of the scornful, it says, because his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. So there's a part that we have to play. God has given us his Holy Spirit, which is, you know, the power that we need to accomplish whatever he's telling us to do from his word. But then we have to go and do that. We have to actually take it to heart, understand, take it in, understand what he's saying to us, and then practice that. It's not just you get saved and you just can sit around and sing songs and all of, you know, and all of that is good. But we have to learn how to apply that to it so that it changes our lives and we're different creatures. He says we're new creations. I wanted to ask you about that. Can I ask you a question about that?
Sure.
When it says, we read it, where was it?
It was 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Saying that we are new creations. So let me ask you that. We're new creations, but we're still not changed yet. You know what I mean? Like we're just going through the process of being changed, right?
Yeah.
Somebody may think if you say you're a new creation that all of a sudden right then and there you're a different person.
Right.
How does that work in your
mind? Yeah. Well, the way I understand it is that yes, it's a process. We're becoming a new creation. I mean, we're still going through growing pains. We're still
killing that flesh.
Yeah, we're still fighting with the flesh. And I love what Paul says in Philippians regarding that. He says that for it is God which worketh in you, should be, in my opinion, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. But I think what we see there is that he's working, and the verse that I really think shares that and explains it really great in that same book.
You're still in Philippians?
Yeah, I'm still in Philippians. Philippians 1:6 tells us that being confident of this very thing, that he who hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ.
Right.
You know, and I think you add that to the verses that we've read, and also to the verse that says, "For it is Christ, it's Christ in you."
The hope of glory.
Well, not that one, but the one that says it's Christ
to will and
to work of his good pleasure.
Yes.
You know, that's the one I alluded to earlier, but I wanted to concentrate on the part where He's working.
Yes.
He's doing the work in us.
Yes. So we will get there.
Right. Right.
But it's a timely thing.
It's a timely. Yeah. It's a process.
And that could be encouraging for people who are new and think that they get saved and they're supposed to be different tomorrow, you know?
Right.
And then
right.
when they fall or stumble in some way, they feel so bad, they may leave the church and not, or whatever, you know, not come back for a while. They can understand that it's a process. And
it's
so
a
let's
process.
Help you learn the process of going from secular to, you know, to spiritual.
Right.
So let's just let, you know, we work together, learn the word and get it down.
We learn together. We grow together.
Get an understanding.
Paul said, by the leading inspiration of the Holy Spirit in Romans 12:2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, mm-hmm. but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
So there's a process. Renewing right. doesn't take place instantaneously.
Right.
You know, renewal is typically a journey, a process.
Right.
It's done over time. It's right. it's done in a systematic way
yeah.
that the Holy Spirit renews us and makes us available to God.
Yes.
In
to
a way
more
that,
like him.
To be more like him, right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the things that we want to key in. I just love Philippians 2:13, for it is God that's working in you.
Yeah.
He's working, he's willing, he's doing his good pleasure. And so I think that's where our trust should be.
Yes, amen.
Dear Lord, we just thank you for this time together. We thank you for your word. Help us to grow and to thrive in your word, and may it be a part of our daily lives. In Jesus' name we ask.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you. We'll see you next time.